The Smart Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life, or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. Are you looking for a job on the internet? Are you filling out endless online applications and submitting your resume? Today's show, I'm going to cover why applicant tracking systems are terrible for job seekers. Applicant tracking systems. Estimates are that 98% of Fortune 500 companies use some type of applicant tracking system software for their employment recruiting. Employers and recruiters using the software can make it even more challenging for job seekers to land a position. Sending resumes and filling out job applications online already many times seems like a black hole in the universe. Job hunters often complain of no further communication from a potential employer once they spend time supplying the required information for a position. Although research shows networking is what lands a job 85% of the time, using the internet to search for work is still part of the process in a job search. Studies have shown that very few people actually get a job through online applications and resume submissions. Research already indicates the difficulty of employment by online methods, and applicant tracking systems are adding an even further obstacle in many instances. Now, on my previous podcast, I went into, does looking for a job online still work? If you're interested in that episode, it's the one previous to this. If you aren't familiar with applicant tracking systems, you may be asking yourself, what is an ATS system? So an applicant tracking system is software used by recruiters and hiring managers to help organize and streamline the hiring process. ATS systems collect and sort through resumes and application information submitted by potential new employees. The software, it uses algorithms to filter potential job candidates to fill a position. A few examples of the software are Taleo and Bamboo HR. Now, applicant tracking systems, they're used for the hiring process. And there are claims it returns results for the best qualified job seeker for a position, although these systems can filter results for qualified job candidates that often fall short. It may not always be the best method for locating the ideal person for a job. The applicant tracking system software is primarily used because it saves companies time and money. If used properly, ATS software can help prevent lawsuits concerning discrimination. It can also speed up the hiring process by supposedly eliminating job candidates that are not qualified for a position. The result is less of a chance for a lawsuit or fewer resources required to manually go through every resume and application. There are numerous companies in the market for applicant software, and the industry is expected to grow immensely in the future. Using software to filter through employment applications, it's a valuable tool for employees, but it's not necessarily a good thing for the job hunter. Why are applicant tracking systems bad for job seekers? Well, I put a list together here. The first one on the list here is keyword filters. If you submit your resume or fill out an online application and it does not have the proper keywords, it'll be a waste of time. Employers and recruiters can set up the filters in ATS software to look for certain things. Information that does not meet the requirements won't ever make it to the next step. Format. Employment applications submitted to applicant tracking systems can be thrown out if they're not in the format the system likes. So just to give you an example, if a system does not like a PDF file format and a resume is submitted this way, hiring consideration may not even go any further. Uncommon fonts or graphics on a resume submitted electronically can also cause problems. Applicant tracking systems also can, there can also be a problem with discrimination. Although there are laws in place for discriminating in the hiring process, such as the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, some would argue employment discrimination still exists. I would be in agreement with this. Applicant tracking systems sell themselves as a way to be compliant with discrimination. However, people design the filters and algorithms. Just because employment discrimination is not legal, this does not mean some employers don't do it. It does not suggest some haven't found a way around it. There are a lot of stories in lawsuits with employers only putting certain date ranges as available for education and employment on applications. Also, using ATS to filter for certain degrees that are no longer widespread and more common for older workers is a loophole some have seemed to use. Resumes many times, maybe in a format with dates of employment. Who's to say that somehow filters are not used to disqualify a candidate based on this with some type of algorithm? For dishonest companies, it probably doesn't matter because they can just exclude a candidate based on dates once the system advances an application. For the people that believe hiring discrimination is no longer as prevalent as it once was, you may want to look further into the research. Applicant tracking systems, they're supposed to find the most qualified job candidate. However, qualified job candidates are often eliminated with ATS systems. A person may be the most qualified for an open position, but with all the filters and requirements, experienced qualified job candidates can regularly get passed over or filtered out. Qualified candidates can also get passed over for job hunters that know applicant tracking systems. There are people that have figured out the system when it comes to applicant software. Job hunters that really know ATS systems have the upper hand. And because of this, these people have their experience, employment history, and education optimized for applicant tracking system software. And it's not unusual even for these people to be as qualified as the next person and have their information make it through the ATS filters. There are also people that have figured out the system when it comes to applicant software. Job hunters that really know ATS systems have the upper hand. Because of this, these people have their experience, employment history, and education optimized for ATS systems. And it's not unusual even for these people to not be as qualified as the next person and have their information make it through the ATS filters. Job hunters that have the correct information the ATS filter algorithms are looking for, they really have an advantage. And there's certainly ways you can try to learn how to beat the ATS systems. Applicant tracking systems have their pros and cons, yet the advantages appear to favor employers over the people looking for a job. Employment application screening software saves hiring managers and recruiters time and money. Some may argue that ATS software finds the best candidate for an open job position. However, with all of the built-in algorithm filters, it can still be easy to eliminate qualified people looking for employment. Moreover, discrimination with the use of ATS systems can still quietly exist. For people with good inside knowledge of applicant tracking systems, there can be an advantage. This is good for these people, but it oftentimes is a disadvantage for someone that does not have their skills and employment history optimized to make it to the desk of the person hiring. The odds of landing employment through a passive approach of submitting online applications and resumes is slim to begin with many recruiters and hiring managers using these types of systems. Getting a job by searching online is just much more difficult than many people realize. If you are actively looking for employment online, it's important to realize the challenges with landing the next job by applying on the internet. The market for applicant tracking system software, it's only expected to keep increasing. As a result, more employers will start using them in addition to mostly larger companies. Applying for employment online is not a complete waste of time. However, it is important for job seekers to manage their time in a job search and limit their online efforts to a small overall percentage. Even with technology, networking, and who you know are still the best methods for finding employment. It has been this way before applicant tracking systems, and will likely remain the way in the future. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like this episode, visit my website at smartstartmoney.com and let me know your thoughts on applicant tracking systems. Join me on the next podcast as I look further into age discrimination and 10 things to avoid it on a resume.